Hello, hello. My name is Divan. I'm a songwriter and performing artist from Belgium with my band Divan and the House of Qua. I made a record called The Gay Tapes, capturing gay life in both original compositions and cover songs. With The Gay Tapes record now comes The Gay Tapes podcast. I'm thrilled to share some fascinating conversations I had with queer artists, activists, and other interesting gay voices. Whether or not you already heard the record I made, welcome to the Gay Tapes podcast. The Gay Tapes. Today we talk to Kay. Lovely, lovely Kay.
The Gay Tapes.
Okay, imagine me and Kay sitting on a sunny terrace in one of Europe's gay capitals. Kay lives in Berlin. I met her last year at a party. And she's a wonderful and interesting woman, an artist and activist. She works at Siege Säule, the biggest queer magazine of Germany, and she has a lot to say. So we talked about her life, about gay issues, and about the record I was about to make then. So it was a few months ago, so you have to go back in time. Some questions are about the making process. And first, I wanted just to make a vlog before this became a podcast. So when I say vlog, I mean podcast. Now, in time. Enjoy my conversation with my friend Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hi.
Hi, we're in Berlin.
Yeah.
The city where you live.
Yes.
And we are recording a new vlog for The Gay Tapes. I'm talking to people, to interesting people, about LGBT issues.
Ah, okay. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, we can talk about anything, but maybe there will be a focus on the LGBT teams. But first, for the people who don't know you, maybe there are a few people who don't know you. Who are you?
I am Kay. I just need one letter. No, I'm actually an editor at the biggest queer magazine of Germany. It's called Siege Säule, and it's published here in Berlin, and we produce it here in Berlin. And I'm a performer, I'm a singer, I'm a trans activist, and I live in lovely Neukölln.
Okay, where we are.
Yeah.
Right now. Mm-hmm. Where I have my Airbnb apartment too, so.
Ah.
I feel the vibe
of
this neighborhood. Cool. You were not originally from Berlin?
No, I was born in a town called Halle an der Saale. It's close to Leipzig, so it's in the east of Germany. And I was born when we were still separated. So I'm a child of that era.
Okay. We're almost the same age, I think. We talked about it before.
I was 10 when the wall came down.
Yeah. When the wall came down.
When the wall came down. Yeah.
What attracted you in Berlin? Why did you come here?
I started to become a drag queen, and I realized that I could not be a drag queen in my hometown, so I had to leave and come here. And that's the only reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you came here and this felt like home?
Well, at the beginning, it did not really feel like home, but it takes a little while till I got all my people around me I like, but now it's definitely home.
Yeah, there's no going back.
There's no going back, and there's actually probably not going to another city either. So I think I lived for 3 years in Hamburg. It's like the biggest city, German city. It's second biggest German city after Berlin, and it was very boring. That's why I call it Hamboring.
Okay. Okay, it's a cool name. All right. We met a few months ago.
Yeah.
At a party, Schwutz, one of the most famous, most long-lasting gay parties in Berlin. I was trying to get the attention of a guy who was sitting next to you, and then
I was watching this. Yeah.
Yes, and then and then we started talking, and the rest is private.
Yeah, Schwutz is also around the corner.
Yeah.
So everything's here in Neukölln now.
Great. Is that changing in Berlin? The
Schwutz, the club exists since 40 years now, and they moved a few times around. Okay. Last time it was like 4 years ago, and they have been in Kreuzberg, and now they came to Neukölln.
Okay. And the neighborhood where it all happens. Is that changing? You say Neukölln is where it's happening now, or?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, Neukölln, this district is some kind of like the hip era since a few years, and before that, it was really more like the you don't want to live there era. Okay. So it's like changing now.
Okay, cool. Schwyz is a party where you're involved, or is it one of the thing you do as an activist? Is it more for fun, or what's your role in Schwyz?
I work there, but I mean, I grew up as a performer in Schwyz. So when I came to Berlin, that was one of the first places I was allowed to perform and find my spirit in the way how I performed. So it's very close to my heart, but I'm not really like too involved in it. So I'm working there from time to time.
Okay. If I ask two personal questions, just block me, and then I cut it out. It's no problem. But you, in the LGBT letters, you are a representative of the T.
Yeah.
Yes. How important was that community for you in the beginning to have a community in LGBT?
As I said before, I came to Berlin because I knew here was such a community where I can find myself and meet other people who are like me. So that's the reason I came here. And actually, I think Berlin in Germany has the best LGBTQI community we have here in Germany, because it's very diverse and it's very big, and it's really, 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 really nice to be here. Sometimes if you live here, you feel like you are in the bubble and everything is repeating itself somehow.
Okay.
But if you just go outside one weekend, you realize what you have in Berlin.
Yeah.
And I think that's very unique.
Yeah. So we need to treasure that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
People tend to forget that from time to time.
Yeah.
And then I tell them, go to Hamboring for a weekend.
And then they know.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So is your story, has it been inspiring for other people? Because
I hope so.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, it's always weird to say something like this, but yeah, I had people coming to me after performances and said they were inspired by me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what the things I do in this community also is something people recognize, and maybe I hope I inspire some people to do the same things.
Okay. Your role on stage is, what is your artist name? Is it also K?
It's K.
K, and you're involved with a band too, or duo?
I have a friend that we both together do a little bit music. We are called Strawberry Cake. My colleague's name is Strawberry.
Okay.
Strawberry Williams and Kay, and we are Strawberry Cake. She's playing guitar, acoustic guitar, and we are covering songs from Madonna to Marilyn Manson.
All right.
So everything we can get. And besides that, I'm performing by my own. You know, I'm the kind of girl who throws in a CD and sings an Adele song or something.
Okay, okay. Was it an important thing to get on that stage in your life story?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I saw myself being on stage since I was a little kid somehow. And it took me a few years to figure out what to do and how to do it. And then I took voice lessons, and then the dream came true to become a singer. I think I always wanted to be a singer. So that was the point. Yeah.
Was it a way to express some feelings you were dealing with, or was it just the stage that attracted you? Or?
I think it started with the attraction of stage and fame and spotlight and all of this, but then of course it turned into my art form, my way to express myself, and I think that's the only way how you can last.
Yeah.
To do that. I think if you just do it for the fame, you will fail at one point and not be on stages anymore.
Okay, interesting. I'm always wondering, sometimes I ask myself, why do you get on stage to myself?
And what's the answer?
Yeah, it differs. Sometimes I think I'm just the attention whore, and I have peace with that. And sometimes I think I need to tell a story, but when the song, I write songs, when the song is written, that I ask myself, but you told your story, why repeating it on stage? So I'm not quite sure why I'm still on that stage. Not always. I hope that I understand my own story better by being on that stage and to inspire some other people or to give them entertainment or comfort or joy or whatever. I think that's my answer for the moment.
It's interesting because I have the feeling being on stage is the most comfortable place for me to be. It really feels, that is something that feels like home. And so I think I cannot live without the stage anyhow. And it's not it's really the thing that are happening in this moment. I think that's what it makes special for me, and I cannot get anywhere else.
Okay. Are you nervous sometimes?
Sometimes.
Yeah. About the makeup and the dress?
No, if we play new songs, I'm always nervous.
Yeah.
Don't fuck them up.
Yeah. All right. Have you played in Belgium?
No, not yet. I hope you will invite me one time.
Yeah. Because you arranged a concert for me here in Berlin, so...
You should arrange one
for us. I know. The pressure's there.
We also play in small bars, so maybe...
Oh, I know some places.
I'm sure.
Yeah, but I live in Ghent. It's, compared to Berlin, it's a village.
Probably, yeah.
So, this, for the moment, there's only one gay bar in the whole city. Yeah.
But at least there is one.
Yeah. Yeah, but there were more, but they stopped or...
The gays ran away.
Yeah, and sometimes I understand why. Yeah, but when you live in a small city, some cafes try to please too many people.
Yeah.
Because they're not that many gays, so they try to please everyone, and then it becomes a bit gray.
Yeah.
So I'm more fan of a very... Okay, that's the gay cafe where you can listen to rock music.
Yeah. But then you have to have the audience. If you don't have the audience, there are no places, to be honest. That's what I saw in Hamburg. It's like, I always had the feeling, but there is not so much. And then on the other hand, you see that if there is not what you expect to be there, you probably have to do it by your own. Or other people just don't want it there, so don't need it in any kind of way.
Yeah.
Because now we are at a time where you can do stuff like this. And
okay. Cool.
I'm not oppressed, so
yeah. So it's very important for even the small places to have a safe place to have a drink and not to be afraid to look too long at a guy.
And I know how you look at guys.
Sorry. I have to cut so much out.
Yeah.
No, my mom doesn't speak English at once, so it's okay. Okay. I have a little booklet here.
Yeah.
With questions. I'll already ask a few. But let's talk about Siegessäule.
Yeah.
Siegessäule is also a monument.
It's also a monument in Berlin, yeah.
And what is it for?
I think it's some shitty, like,
okay.
I don't know, the king of Germany built it.
Okay.
I'm not even aware.
Okay.
It's like this typical German pride kind of monument we have in Berlin, a few of them.
Pride, but not for the...
No, not the gay pride.
Not the gay pride, okay.
Proud German or something.
So it has...
Like
nothing to do with the history of the monument?
A little bit, because around the monument there we have the Tierpark, and it's a big park, and that's where the cruising area used to be. So it was like a little wink to that area that they named the magazine after that.
Yeah, I thought maybe the form of the statue was also, it's a big...
Yeah, it looks very phallic. I don't think so.
That was a little joke too.
Not really. I hope so. It's not really. I wasn't there. I was not even born.
when did it start?
It started, the magazine. I think now it's 37 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
As an underground magazine, or
it started in a gay community. It actually was around when the HIV crisis hit Germany, and the gays in this town thought they had to have a publication where you get educated the right way about HIV and AIDS. That's how it started.
Okay, and has it changed? Of course, it has changed the magazine through the years, but. I got to know it through the calendar. Yeah. That's, I think, how yeah. maybe people got to know it first. But there's a huge reduction. How do you say it? Many cars for the moment.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh. Look at this.
Yeah. You can't see it, but there's beautiful motorcycles passing by. But you have a lot of writers mm-hmm. who write a magazine. Is there a mission statement as of the whole magazine? What is the mission of the magazine?
Well, first of all, we are... actually, we are some kind of like a city magazine. Mm-hmm. Of course, we want to show what you can do in Berlin if you visit or live here, yes. what kind of parties you can go to or theater plays or whatever. And then, of course, all the queer issues that are happening all around in Berlin and the world. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, it changed. It started as a gay magazine, but now we are more open and we call it a queer magazine because we yep. involve, of course, the lesbians, the bisexuals and trans people and all these issues that matter are topics in this magazine. And that's also the reason why it's the only kind of magazine we have in Germany like this. Mm-hmm. And it's like the biggest. We have 60,000 copies every month.
Okay.
So it's really the largest LGBTQI publication we yeah. have right now in Berlin. What's a little bit sad because we used to have more, but people didn't need it anymore.
So okay.
But we are running very well. We have like yeah. the best phase we ever had.
Is it a good sign that people don't need those magazines anymore?
I'm not sure. Maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe it depends on what you can get in these magazines. Mm-hmm. And I think the magazines we used to have in Berlin, in Germany in general, were more like very pop kind of beauty standardy
okay.
magazines, and maybe that you don't need to look at sexy men, you don't need magazines anymore.
Okay. I heard about it.
You heard about the internet, right?
A few days ago I had a talk with Heiner from the Schwules Museum, and he told me how the gay art changed, and maybe there's a line between the gay art and the magazine. The gay art changed from being gay as the main subject and the secrecy of it, mm-hmm. and how to deal with being gay, to a much more detailed, much more detailed subjects, mm-hmm. like it's the thing about secrecy is not that important anymore here in the West. So it dealt more with the little issues, mm-hmm. the niches. Mm-hmm. Is that something you can relate to as a editor of the magazine?
Well, no, I don't think we are in the magazine. It's the same way because, of course, there are still like political issues we have to work on. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the government, we have like a huge, many, many right-wing parties now in yeah. Germany, and that always affects LGBTQI people. And I think politics are always topics in our magazine, and we are not that detailed. We try to get everybody under the umbrella, and that sometimes is hard
mm-hmm.
because it's nearly impossible to make a magazine for all queer kind of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think we are so nichey. I think we are actually a publication that includes all of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes
it. But you can include everyone by giving all those niches a platform?
Yeah.
Or by trying to find what they have in common?
I think both. Okay. I think there are, of course, all these niches have points where they are crossing over each mm-hmm. other. And so you always have a point you can work with. But it's yeah. also, of course, we have this... We use the terms LGBTQI community. What does it really mean? Are we mm-hmm. a community? Or we use the term queer. What does queer mean? And
yeah.
so, of course, I mean, it's always something to write about.
Yeah. What are the most important political themes for the moment?
I think it's still the fact that we have these right-wing parties in our government right mm-hmm. now. I think that's really, really, really difficult. And, of course, how it is to live in Berlin. We have a lot of homophobic stuff going on right
now. In
Berlin,
too,
yeah, on the streets somehow a little bit. Many points where we had like street harassment stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
that accepted thing, but we also had like these racist incidents in Berlin with the one who was wearing the kippah and got beat up in the streets, and these are very important issues we have right now.
Yeah, so it's more an issue of minorities who are not accepted than especially the LGBTQI. Yeah.
Of course, it's 2018 and we have like, in the last few years, we had many people come into Germany, and of course that changes the community and how the community deals with all these cultures that are clashing at each other. Yeah. I think it's in our society in Germany, we have this point, and of course we can feel it in our community too.
Yes. Okay. Interesting. And is your the people who work at Siegessäule, is that also a very diverse group of members of each niche?
We cannot have members of each niche. Yeah, okay. It's nearly impossible. But of course, we try to have a diverse team to have a good reflection of what's going on.
Yeah. And what's your speciality?
Responsible for the calendar you talked about. Yeah. I'm also responsible for the pictures in the magazine. So I'm the, I don't know, how do you say it in English, pictures editor, probably. Mm-hmm. And I have my own little side. It's the style file, where I care about fashion. And of course, every time something with the trans issues come up, I'm mostly the person who writes about stuff like this.
Okay. I interviewed a friend of mine from Amsterdam, Merel Moistras. She's in the vlog number 4. It's in Dutch, so Nederlandish. Mm-hmm. So you won't understand. But one of the interesting, she's also the T in the LGBT. But she said, I was the T, but now I'm the V of vrouw, female. And I was so surprised that she made it like a real thing. Like, I was part of the community, but now I'm a female and I left it behind a bit. Mm-hmm. Is that something you hear a lot? Can you imagine that for yourself?
There are trans people who have this kind of way. I think it's always, it depends on the possibility if you are passing as a cis person and will not be read as trans, of course, then you can make this kind of cut. I could never do this because I'm not trying to pass in any way. I don't want to be part of the heteronormative society. Yeah. I want to open it up, and that's why I'm always being the T.
Of course.
Maybe it's going to change in something different in a few years. You never know.
Okay. Cool. Interesting.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how I don't know even know how it would be if I would have the choice to do it. Would I would I be happy if I would live the normal life as a part of the big society and nobody knows I'm trans? Maybe it's beautiful, it's perfect, but on the other hand, now with all the experience I have and with all the many nice and lovely people I met through time, I probably would miss something.
Yeah, it's a big part of your identity.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. My booklets.
Your booklet.
Okay. I'm going to just save it for a second. Go. And we're back. That was a commercial.
Yeah.
I should have a commercial.
Yeah, you should.
For my CD.
Yeah.
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 I see that. Yeah. With to click on it, to pre-order here.
Yeah.
Good. The best ideas come when you have a holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we started recording, I was talking to you about my crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
And how I was a bit surprised that some people said it will not be for me.
Yeah.
While I'm not targeting on a strictly gay audience.
Mm-hmm.
How is that with your audience? Do you think your audience is from the scene? Or do you try to break that, break out?
Well, I'm mostly booked in queer spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So of course it's always queer audience. It depends on who books me. I don't think I'm looking for an audience. I'm not, as you are, like a recording artist. Mm-hmm. I don't produce records I have to sell or stuff like this. So okay. I think it's easier to, I don't have to think about like stuff like this. Okay. I just do what I want to do, and yeah. it doesn't even matter who listens to it.
But because you think it's interesting to have this other cafes or festivals book you, like
from time to time they do, but it's always somehow around the issue of queerness, because I'm also known as an activist. Mm-hmm. It's this kind of mixture you have. If they do something about queer themes, they can book me as somebody who is actively educating about queer themes and can sing a song. Mm-hmm. So it's like a nice mixture for people.
Let's call K.
Yeah. But yeah. I also got booked in theaters to host some shows or perform there on other festivals that were not about queer issues, but of course always to bring in the queer theme somehow.
Yeah. Okay. You just said you're an activist. What does that mean in 2018, being an activist?
Mm-hmm. I organize marches. I write article about themes. I think I'm not an online activist. I do real activism.
Okay.
I organized a trans march a few years ago. I used to be involved in the alternative pride parade we used to have in Berlin. Mm-hmm. I organized a festival from transgender people for transgender people a few years. So that's the kind of stuff I do.
Yeah. Because it's still where we are now is not the end goal.
I don't know. I mean, maybe for the white cis gay man it is, but probably not for trans people. Okay. No, of course it's not. No. We are not. I mean, it always depends on what you're expecting. Mm-hmm. But of course, all the trans issues, especially in Germany, are not really solved. Mm-hmm. We really have stupid laws from like 50 years ago, and we have to change that pretty soon. So it's like still something to do.
And do you feel there's enough people willing to march with you?
It's always a little bit difficult with the trans issues. Mm-hmm. But I think there really are some issues that we as trans people really have to talk about and remind the more social acceptable people that there are issues they also have to fight for, and especially in our community, the T always has to say, but now it's time for us. Now you can get married and adopt kids and stuff like that. So now we have to take care of of the things we want, and you have to support us how like we supported you all the time.
Yeah. Ever thought about going into politics?
No way.
Okay.
No.
It would be, it would
this
be
is not my stage.
It would be, no, it's not your platform. Okay. No. You're in contact with politicians.
And of course. But it's not. I respect politicians because it's a hard job. It's mm-hmm. really. I don't think it's easy to do, and that's why I'm not doing it.
Yeah. You lobby sometimes or not?
Not really.
Okay. Could be. Could be. Just marching.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just marching.
Marching.
And singing.
All right, with like a megaphone.
Yeah, sometimes I also do that, yeah.
Okay, I'll try to find some footage online and put it in the next commercial break.
I don't think there is footage of me marching.
No.
Yeah, probably you will.
I have to Google it. Okay. Let's talk about me.
Yeah. You.
I'm microphone number one, so you could change it, but you didn't want to. So
No.
So this album I'm making,
yeah,
I talked to a lot of people about it, sometimes for my vlog, but also with my friends and other musicians and LGBT people. I always say LGBT, but I have to say LGBT.
QI.
Such a long word.
Yeah.
Can we find something else for
queer?
Queer, okay. Thank you. So some people see it also as something political or some activism, to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear that title, do you think, oh, that will be a statement album, or new thing. What did you think when you heard that title?
I forgot it.
Okay, you were drunk.
But it wasn't. It was the Gay Tapes, right?
Oh, the title. I thought you forgot what you thought. It was the Gay Tapes. Yes.
I don't even remember. I mean, you told me the whole concept. Mm-hmm. You said it, and then you explained the whole concept.
Yeah,
I got it. Yeah. Because it was about you, and you. No, but I especially like the idea, because I think that's how queer people always deal with the straight stuff that's going on around them. You have to find a way how you can make it your own somehow. And I mean, you are singing. You wanna. Record some songs that are not written in the gay way. Oh, camera's off.
What happened? So before the camera was shut down,
mm-hmm.
probably by some homophobic vibes in the streets, you were saying something about how gay artists have always tried a way to
see themselves in the. I mean, that's how gay people. Work, I would say. I mean, especially listening to music, if it's not from a gay person, written especially gay song to his love interest, that you, I think that's also the nice thing about music. You can interpret it the way mm-hmm. for you. I think that's the magic of music yep. and one thing. And I think it's a good idea. I mean, the concept of the album, especially, is I really like the idea because I think it will be a really lovely record, to be honest.
I hope so.
Yeah. Because it's really, I mean, it's so simple in the end mm-hmm. to do it this way, but in the end it's a nice way to do it.
But so some people told me, warned me a bit to protect me, I think, don't call it the Gay Tapes. Just do the songs you want to do. Sing explicitly for men. Yes, but why calling it the gate? Why make that statement in the title?
Yeah.
Why not? There are other queer artists who do what you do without naming their album. It's a gay album.
Who are these people?
Yeah, who are those people? I'm not interviewing them. Sorry.
I think it's weird. I mean, we live in 2018. It's really mm-hmm. weird to really think that if you call something the Gay Tapes, people still are in their heads like, ooh, it's gay. I'm not interested. I mean, they also have to learn what the word means in the end. Maybe you just recording happy tapes, you know?
I doubt it.
Yeah, but why is it a problem to if you're gay and you can call it the Gay Tapes, and then it's what's the problem with it? Yeah. I don't think it should be a problem. And I think it's a nice idea that you still have tapes.
It's also an idea to bring out the cassettes.
Very romantic.
Yes.
What's going on here? It's like a motor rally or something.
Yeah. It's cool. Maybe it's interesting for the people who are watching this. We are recording this during the football. That's why it's quite quiet on the street. Because everybody's watching Germany playing against, I don't know,
Mexico or
Mexico,
something?
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But are they? I mean, there are many bars who are screening in the soccer game. I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
But so not in this street.
This is a detail in the whole
interview. This is the gay street, so he has no soccer
is
game.
Is this a gay street?
No, not really. Since you're here.
As in every artistic process, I think there's also some doubt sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And the doubts I have sometimes is about what I just told you about how explicitly gay I should be in the title, and also when I say that to sometimes I'm afraid of the when it comes out I will send it to the press to mm-hmm. the music blogs and to that they will say this is not necessary in 2018, you know, there are so many queer artists internationally famous who are. Why? And I hope that I can like break that reaction with, for me it's a personal album and that's the only way to do it. But have any thoughts on that? Your reaction on your face was clear.
It all. Yeah, but I mean, it's always the difficulties with if you do records and you have to sell them, mm-hmm. or do you want to sell them? Because that's always the idea of you have to do something for a market and blah 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 and get mm-hmm. the money. Blah, blah. And but if it comes to art, there is no way to think about it. If you want to do it and that's the story you want to tell right now, then mm-hmm. it's your right to do it, and you don't have to explain it to anyone. You are obviously gay and you are a musician. Why not at this point have this record? If it's something you thought about for years, mm-hmm. I think many musicians think about projects for years and then they just do it. And I don't know, it really surprised that you get reactions like this still.
I mean,
of course, in the end, what really counts is the music you make and if the record transports the things you want to transport. And I think it's not about for you to transport that you're gay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you choose songs that you have a feeling for and that probably in your way to find yourself and your queer self and your gay self somehow supported you in some kind of way. And I think this idea to record the songs you heard when you were young and always edit the boy into it or the man into it in the lyrics in your head, I think it's a very nice romantic nostalgic kind of idea.
Yeah,
and I think that's something that if you do a cover album, you always should have like a story like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're just doing like covers, it comes like he doesn't even know what to write anymore. So
could be half covers, I think, and half songs that were on the shelf for years. So I'm also thinking about maybe building a little bigger team around it, mm-hmm. visually wise, or maybe doing the vlogs. And so that's I'm figuring it out how I could build that story, make it bigger than just me.
Did you think about the other name for the record?
The what?
Other name for for the album?
No.
Because I had mine coming out would have also been a nice title.
But I'm out for years. Then people would have said,
"Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, no shit, Sherlock." Yeah, but it's all perception, I guess. It's all perception.
And I don't know how is the music industry working in Belgium? I mean, is it really problematic to be?
No, not at all. No, that's what I'm meaning. That some people will say, why having such a political title, the dick, why it's there's so many other gay artists who
but it's funny
about.
That these people think it's a political title, or mm-hmm. isn't it? Then you have mm-hmm. to ask them what why do you think if I name mm-hmm. something Gay Tapes it's political? It's just
have to return the questions. I guess. Okay, I'm going to Berlin.
Mm-hmm. You're performing in Wabe.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
I saw the pictures. It's so big.
Yeah. we have to get a crowd.
Shall we make a plan how to fill it?
Yeah. Maybe you do other videos mm-hmm. on other platforms.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then you get the crowd.
Yeah.
When will you play here?
October 28th. Yeah. Yes. I've never played in Berlin.
So have you ever played in Germany?
Yes and no. I've been to other countries with my electronic projects, and to the Netherlands with my native tongue projects.
Mm-hmm.
And many years ago, I was a choir member of in the Night of the Proms,
ooh.
Who did like different German cities, and it was so funny. to do, because I was 18 and
mm-hmm.
it was like
choir boy.
Yeah, and choir man. I was a tenor. Yes, and there was very chic 4-star hotels, and we just had to sing a few hours and then discover the cities.
Mm.
Lovely. I think we've been to Hamboring.
If you don't remember, you probably were.
Okay. Kay, are there any thoughts you you have on our discussion here, on my album, on the big issue of queer culture, and the things you...
I have a few questions.
Oh, you have questions.
Yeah, yeah. Have Great. You ever done drag?
I'm playing children theater. And in my last...
you do drag in the children theater.
In my last play, I have to... In a few scenes, I'm playing my own mother. The mother of the character. So I go away and then the mother comes on stage. So I have to walk on high heels. I wear a wig and the children who are 4 year olds think it's the mother. But that's the only moment.
That's the only moment.
Do you see possibilities here?
I always see possibilities for drag everywhere.
Okay.
What kind of song would you perform when you would perform as a drag queen?
I'm covering one song of Divine.
Yeah, really cool.
You think you're a man, but you're only a boy.
Oh, cool.
So that would be an obvious choice.
That's good. Oh, well, that's good.
You want to direct a video?
Ah, yeah. Maybe you should dress as Divine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or my own. It's also funny because my artist name is Divan.
Yeah.
Divine. But
that's good. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Maybe.
How will it sound? Can you already say it? Is it going to be a ballad?
No, that will not be a ballad. I think there will be two real ballads on the album. But that it will not be the disco party song that it's now, the Divine version. But it will, yeah, like most of the album, it will be a combination of electronics and acoustics. But there will be some drive in it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I'm in the pre-production, I'm making the beats now. And I will I want to color it with live instruments.
Yeah.
And then sing on it. And it's done. That's so easy. So easy to record an album.
Have you ever written songs for other people? You write songs for other people, right?
I co-wrote some songs and I did some songs for theater. I think it's great to write not for me.
I think you should write me a song. should write me a song to perform in clubs.
Which genre do you want?
Maybe really something like an electronic, like, you know, some kind of divine moment I could perform in clubs. That would be great. Something very draggy.
Very draggy.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah.
So I write you a song, and you direct a video.
Yeah.
The art.
Yeah.
Danke. I don't know if you hear that.
Yeah, I should. I could do the styling on the video.
I also have the idea of, that's what I mean by searching a bigger group around it. Like, there will be 12 songs on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make an online call. I'm looking for 12 video directors.
Yeah, that would be great. Song.
Like Beyonce did the video
know.
Album.
I always...
one time...
I also had this idea of my Beyonce moment. I wanted to also do like every month a new song, a new video, and a new hair color.
Okay, 1 year
but
long.
No, yeah, 1 year long. But in the end, the people didn't want to do it with me. So
life got in the way, or people
no.
didn't want to do it.
Yeah, because and you know who started to not want to do it? The hair person.
But then you just find another hair.
No, then I thought, no, you're always depending on other people. I don't want to do it. So maybe that's too difficult.
Yeah.
But I like the idea to have Beyoncé moments. So
yeah. And then you see which video works best online, and that's the single then.
Yeah. Ah, cool.
No.
Yeah.
And then you give 12 LGBT artists a platform with your title.
Yeah.
That would be very interesting for me. But I don't know if I... It's the big brainstorm I'm in the moment. How to turn this this idea that was an idea for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm recording it, but now I have to think further. How will the product will be ready? How to reach people?
Yeah.
How to fill that vape club?
I know it's not so easy nowadays, but we try our best to get the club full.
Yeah. When I was at Schwartz yesterday, I thought it would also be a cool place to do something.
You were at Schwartz? When?
Yesterday.
Did we see?
Were you drunk?
Oh, yeah, probably. I really was.
You gave me a stamp.
Oh, God. I was drunk.
Oh, you were not acting. It was...
You thought I acted drunk?
Yeah. No, I thought you acted. You didn't.
No, I don't. I have memory loss problems when I get drunk.
Yeah, we talked for 20 seconds because you were busy.
Okay.
Giving stamps.
Yeah. Oh, God, horrible. Those are the moments I hate.
I asked you what's the theme tonight, and you said, I don't know, Schwartz. But I said, which music? Schlagers. And I almost wanted to turn around. But then I saw this band perform.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I saw two songs. I liked the fact that there were so many people.
Yeah.
Was it a famous band?
Those are two famous singers who have a new program together.
Okay.
And the one is called Georgette D. That's the one with the black velvet gown and the gray hair.
Yeah.
And she's really like a well-known
diva,
chanson diva in Germany.
Yeah. Okay, and also the was a good way to start a party, I think. Afterwards, the DJ kicks in, and then
cool. I could not see it because I worked.
Yeah, you drink. Were present at the entrance.
God,
maybe that's the reason why they didn't put you at the desk with the money. But
No. If I
give
have
her the stamps.
No. If I have to take care of the money, I'm not that wasted.
Okay. I can cut so many things out if you want for your reputation.
No, I don't know. I have in this city. I have the reputation that I'm getting drunk all the time. It's funny because I had like this gastric bypass surgery a few years, and since that, I'm really getting heavily drunk like memory loss things, and I had like 2 years where I fell asleep everywhere.
Okay.
Was there I could make an exhibition with pictures of me sleeping somewhere. It's very funny.
A new art project.
Yeah. So it's you know, there are the advantages of such an operation.
Yeah,
are not only losing weight, it's like losing memory. Maybe that's an effect so that you forget how fat you used to be.
I think this interview is going the wrong way.
I know.
No, it's going the right way. It's getting personal. That's good. So, I'm out of questions, but I'm really enjoying this talk. So I try to
keep it going.
Keep it going. But I'm afraid that we start to talk about things that shouldn't be on camera.
I know a few.
I can bleep it out. What do you know?
No, I mean, I can talk about how I saw you trying to flirt
successfully
with way too young men for you,
and that's where the bleep comes in.
Mm-hmm, I know. We could talk about your type, what kind of guys you like. Probably young and blonde.
But that's because you know one example.
Well.
You know, one example.
Yeah, well, you're getting too defensive, so I'm right.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh. Bleep.
No, okay. I want to thank you for making time on a Sunday, while I know you have a lot of work, you have a busy life, involved with a lot of projects, interesting projects you talked about in the beginning of this interview.
Yeah.
Siegesäule, marching, drinking Schwartz, keeping there.
It's all art.
I like the idea of us collaborating.
Yeah, that would be great.
On an artistic level. The song I will write for you is now growing in my head.
Oh, cool. I'm excited.
It will be a flower soon.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the video clip ID and I feel I feel there's a lot possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure to be in your vlog.
Yeah.
And talk a little bit about your...
Yeah. It's for me, it's very important to not just to be in the studio and make this record, but now that I announced it, to talk to people and to... it becomes a clearer image mm-hmm. for me why I'm doing this, why I should do this, how other people are dealing with being a queer artist. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing. And final last words.
Bye bye.
Okay, lovely creatures. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Gay Tapes podcast. Up real soon is a new conversation with someone else. Who knows who it will be? Just tune in. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Spotify or whatever listening platform you get your podcasts from. Thank you. And check out our profile, Divan and House of Qua. Qua is a French word. Qua. Q-U-O-I. That's Qua. So you'll find us. You'll find music, concert dates, maybe some merch, and of course, podcasts. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.